Justin Flug back with you. Time to talk Royal Valley basketball. Head coach Chris Brown joins us. The Royal Valley boys are 3-9 on the season, a win and a loss in the Big Seven since last week when we spoke. Let's start with the win last week, coach. You get a win last Wednesday against Riverside, 43-41, a tough grinded out game, but second time you've been able to find a way to win a close one against Riverside. So I know the win had to do wonders for your team and feel good last week.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you nailed it. Two games couldn't have been tighter. This one, they had the ball last possession and had a decent look at it. Unfortunately, the ball bounced our way and we were able to secure the win. But definitely, two really competitive teams with each other. Both games have been right down to the wire, and certainly fortunate to get the win, but happy to take it.
We're going to talk about defense a little bit more today. Even the first game against Riverside, you had scored, they had scored 59. You held them to 41. Same scenario with the game earlier this week, Tuesday at Holton. It goes to overtime, and you end up falling in overtime. But it was 32-all at the end of the fourth quarter. So, if nothing else, I mean, it looks like your defense has kind of gotten the message that you are, a little bit upset there in the middle of the season, and it seems like they've made some strides on that side of the ball.
Yeah, even going back a little further, three of our last four games, including the loss to Bunsey, holding teams in the 50s, and that's been the biggest thing. Obviously, you hold a team to 32 in regulation and don't win like we did against Holton, that hurts. But before that, teams were scoring 60, and we just weren't necessarily capable of doing that. So our goal is always our bell system. Our goal is always to try to hold them to 50 or less, and we feel like we have a chance to win if you do that. And certainly have done a better job of that. For us, the biggest thing is got to stay out of foul trouble, and you got to find a way to compete on the rebounds. And I've been happy with that side of the ball the last couple games.
From broadcasting the game against Holton and looking at some of your stats, I was happy to see the balance. I mean, at least for the season, I know you had some guys up and down and not enough points right now as you'd like. But I mean, you basically have five guys averaging between about 7 and 12 points per game. So I know you're looking for more consistency, but at least you got multiple guys that are all right around there consistently.
Sure, the depth of scoring is okay. We need the alpha dog, right? Like we need the guy who can go get you 15 or 16 consistently. I think most good teams have that. Every coach will tell you they want consistency in scoring. They want everybody to be a threat. Sure, I'm the same way. But all good teams have somebody, who's going to go score the bulk of their points. You certainly saw that last night with Holton, having two guys that scored them, a bunch of them. So what you want is everybody to be able to contribute, but we've got to have somebody step up and be able to be the primary guy, especially in late game situations and close games, who's going to be the guy that wants the ball. We've not quite figured that out yet.
I wanted to ask you about Landon Gilbert specifically, because I thought he kind of stood out, in a few different ways, but obviously 12 points to lead your team. And as a freshman, it sounds like he just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, he's been great. He started the year, playing some JV and coming off the bench for varsity, and it didn't take long to realize he needed to be a lot less JV and a lot more varsity. And then, eventually gets to the point where he's just all varsity now, but he leads our team in shooting percentage. He gets it down low. He finds a way to score. He's our, top rebounder, leads us in rebounding. He brings a size and athleticism that no one else has. He's very raw. It's new to him. He shouldn't have to play. Nobody wants to play a freshman. It's not fair to him to be thrown out there, but he's handled it well. And I'm certainly look forward to his development in the coming years, because he has a chance to be really special.
You have a chance, to kind of get on a roll here a little bit, in the fact that you got a lot of games coming up. I know some good competition, of course, with Nemaha on Thursday night, and then Sabetha comes to your place on Friday, but you play back-to-back against Perry and Jeff West again next week as well. So a lot of games, not a lot of practices. What's the thought, especially with a lot of these games, I guess, minus Nemaha, that are rematches now second time around?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot and fast February, like you said, just a few practices here and there, multiple three-game weeks, and right now is the ultimate test, because it's three straight games versus what I believe is the top three teams in the league, with Nemaha, Sabetha, and Perry, in the current standings. So, if we could have managed to get that win against Holton, I'd feel really great about our momentum going forward, playing these better teams. And, unfortunately getting that loss last night, now we definitely need to regroup today in practice and say, hey, we're practicing today, but now after that, it's basically just games, playing those guys Thursday, Friday, and then Tuesday, three super tough teams. So, you know, scouting reports are a little bit less and players going out and playing is a little bit more in situations like this. So looking forward to the challenge and certainly hoping our boys respond.
You bet. Well, we'll have a lot of games to talk about again next week. Best of luck, Coach, in the upcoming schedule. Thanks for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
Chris Brown, head coach of the Panthers. The Royal Valley Locker Room Chats on KNZA are sponsored by the Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine in Hoyt.